I kind of like IT stuff, so I'll check out this SEO thing, and I thought I could figure it out. No, it didn't work very good. Sure. I mean, I spent a lot of time and got nothing. Well, we ended up with all kinds of funky stuff on
our
website.
Sure, sure.
We don't have to go into it in this podcast. And you helped us with that, right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of funky stuff. But anyway, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for digital marketing and all things growing your business with your hosts, Quinn.
And Brian.
And today, we're so excited to have HCAP Strategy with us. We've got Todd and we've got Kip. And let's start out with you guys just telling us a little bit about you, what you're doing, where you guys are at, and we can go from there.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thanks, Quinn. Thanks, Brian, for the opportunity. So HCAP Strategy, HCAP stands for Human Capital. Human Capital Strategies, basically what we do is we help companies, both large and small, develop health insurance strategies that will provide a better benefit for their employees. We save significant dollars because of some of the innovative products that we work with, and we have a ton of fun doing it. So,
awesome. We love that. Todd, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, thanks, Quinn. So I'm Todd, and I've been working with Kip in Run Lead Gen now. Or not Run Lead Gen, stop.
You're good.
Cut. Yeah, I've been working with HCAP Strategy for about a year, and come from a background in HR. And so just really excited to work with this great company. And I really enjoy the fact that we can help employers by helping them save money on their premiums and also help employees push more money into their health savings accounts. So it's great.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about that. You guys help individuals, you help businesses. Who do you help? Who's your prime prospective client?
Well, that's a great question. So thanks for asking. I would say probably our prime candidate. I mean, we can help companies from 2 to, 2,000. It would
sure.
be great. But probably our main kind of bread and butter would be companies that are anywhere from 2 to maybe 200.
Okay. Right?
And so, we just, any of those kind of companies, we're not tied to any specific industry. And we can help even companies in all the states.
Okay. You know what I
mean? So we're not tied to just Utah.
Maybe just to add to that, we were just up in Burley, Idaho, just yesterday. I mean, with a company, 325 employees, they're a self-funded plan. They're finding value in what we're doing significantly because we help their group of 325 employees jump into a group of 55,000 employees.
Nice.
We left that company, walked over to another company that we had an appointment with. They have 36 employees, 26 that are insured. And we're going to save them about $110,000, eliminate their $5,000 deductible, replace it with a $1,000 per medical need. And so they, I think they wanted to hug us, actually.
I love that.
Yeah, I had to kind of stop them. Yeah. But I did let them hug a little bit.
Okay, very good.
That was fun. Great.
You guys are health insurance superheroes, I guess.
Let me just show you underneath.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I actually wanted to ask, because as I've learned more about what you guys do, I've been pretty shocked about how much you can actually save people. And I was curious what kind of reactions you get from business owners when they see how different this is.
Well, we just got done. It's a great question. Just got done onboarding a company with 66 employees. It was a fairly fast process. They were on a select health product previous. They'd started in June when they jumped over to it. And this was their first. They'd grown fast, so they needed to offer health insurance because they were more than 50 employees. When they offered it, their employees that had experience out on the open market previous, they hated it. They jumped over onto this new product. They hated it. The owner approached us and said, "Hey, we're paying a bunch of money, and my employees hate it." So we explained what we did, and to your point, there, Brian, your question, the main question they had was, why isn't everybody doing this? This just makes so much sense. And so health insurance has become complicated. It was complicated previous to some of the federal, changes. It's become even more complicated. And what we do is we develop health strategies, innovative health strategies that combine and blend traditional policies, traditional insurance for those that need it, innovative for those that want more money into their health savings account. And so It just makes sense. And owners love it.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to ask, and I seen it on your guys' other materials, and I saw it on the side of your truck, the $2,700 in your HSA. Because that's like, is that the maximum HSA contribution? What is?
No, that's a great question. So actually, that's part of, so our plan, our innovative plan, right, the, at the family level, pushes built into their premium is a HSA push. So by just by choosing that plan, they get $2,700 in their HSA. And we call it, I like to call it magic money, because like money just appears in their HSA by magic. They don't have to do anything.
Love that.
They can push more. So $2,700 is not the limit. I believe it's $8,300 for a family, right, for an HSA. So they could push more if they wanted. But just by choosing this plan, they get $2,700 of magic money in there.
So you're superheroes and you're wizards.
Yeah, right. We go poof and the money appears. That's right. It's magic.
We're banging on all the universes here.
That's right. That's right.
Well, cool. So tell us, how long have you been doing this in your profession, but also like how long has HCAP strategy been a thing?
So HCAP started back in 2023. Previous to that, I owned, I've been a business owner in several companies, you know, for the last 20 years.
Entrepreneur,
been involved. Part of my role in some of the other companies had to do with working with brokers as far as figure out what our health insurance offering was going to be for that upcoming year. And so for some odd, weird reason, I actually enjoyed the complexity of it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed navigating through and trying to figure out policies that would both benefit the employees, which really was number one. And then also looking at how in the world is are we going to work through the cost of this? And so when the opportunity came about, we also own a company that focuses on corporate wellness.
Okay.
And so we incentivize healthy behaviors. That's also a part of HCAP. But when the opportunity came about that we began to, you know, find our way into these innovative products that created, like Todd was talking about, it created such a spread in premium
from
traditional insurance to the products that we offered, that this spread in premium became so substantial, 30 to 50% different. Well, then we started to put together this strategy that made it so that it made sense for employees and employers. One of the products, we may go into more detail with this, but some people have heard of a health share.
Right.
One of the products we do is we take and we combine. Health shares typically are for individuals, not businesses. We bring the benefit and the power of a health share, combine it with a base health plan. So you've got the both pieces working together to create just an awesome, in fact, you know, unbelievable benefit, while at the same time making it so that it's really affordable.
So we've got a lot of business owners, we've got a lot of businesses listening in, right? They hear this. I mean, what's a good trigger that if they fit that, they should call you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they're looking at, you know, they got traditional insurance, you just got your rates back, you know, and your rates have now gone up by 20%, 15%.
Yeah.
We had one company just said they went up 30%, which is crazy, right? Sure. So, I mean, if you're in that boat and you're not happy with that, which most people aren't, then, yeah, we can definitely, you know, help you. You don't have to just eat that increase, right, automatically, right? There is other options out there that are available for you as a business owner. Whether it's innovative options like we can help you with or others, right?
Sure.
There's other options you can go to.
And it's a poignant time right now. We're at the precipice. Or I don't even know, when does open enrollment start? I mean, this is a good time for that conversation.
A lot of companies do have their open enrollment right now, and then they either start effective 1/1 or, you know, sometime soon. But that's not the case for all companies, and you're not locked into only doing it like right now. We could come and work with you if you had a problem and you wanted us to come and work with you. We could figure out a strategy for you, and we could start 11/1. We could start March 1. We can start whenever you would like it, right?
Okay. So I'm going to make this a little personal. So we are a small business. We're growing. We've got a handful of employees. We don't yet offer insurance to them, as we are just at the precipice of our growth, right? Yep. When do we want to get involved with you? At what point is that?
Yeah, it's a great question. There are several factors that come into play. One of the things that we do with companies is we help them to navigate when, just like you're saying, is going to be the best time for them. Sometimes, and we utilize all of the different avenues that are out there. For example, the open market plans for companies that are under 50 employees, then it's not a bad idea to take advantage of the open market plans, which, depending on income of the employees, can be a subsidized plan. We can also then take and blend those with some of our other products. When you get on the open market and it's a subsidized plan, one thing to be aware of is that even if you're paying $0 in your monthly premium, if you end up having a medical need, a health event, and you've got a $5,500 deductible and a $13,000 max out of pocket, that becomes a financial strain on the family. So yeah, we certainly want to look at if open market plans for companies that are less than 50, if they can play into the mix and be a benefit to the employees, we definitely look at those. We also look at those in comparison to, like I'd mentioned, when we blend a base health plan with a health share, then you get low premiums, and instead of having a high deductible, then you end up with $1,000. You pay $1,000 per medical event. It's pretty exciting. Just a real quick story. One of the trucking companies we work with, one of their employees called up and said, "Hey, we've been on this plan now for 9 months. My wife went in for an emergency appendectomy. I paid the $1,000 and, you know, got that taken care of. I went back to my old plan to look at, you know, what it would have been. And it would have been $5,200 for that, you know, for that surgery." He said, you know, not only was it that it was $1,000, but you guys by that time have put $1,800 into my HSA with your plan. So I essentially was my old plan, $5,200 to now zero, you know, I didn't have to pay anything. And then this was kind of exciting. Then he announced at that time, he said, "And now my wife's pregnant. Wow. We're going to have a baby. Our other kids have cost us $8,100 on this other plan. And so I'm excited to pay $1,000 using money that you guys have, magic money, guys have put in there for us. Yeah. So it's love exciting. It. Yeah.
You know, and we personally, we've had such bad experiences with insurance and the medical industry in general. And what I've learned since then, because I've talked to a lot of people, we didn't pay anything for our baby, or we got paid money when we had a baby. We've spent so much money. We have four kids and we've been, I could tell you nightmare stories. I generally have nightmare stories of insurance. And what I'm learning since then is that it's your agents, it's your people, because they'll just take advantage of the individual who doesn't know. And we were taken advantage. We didn't have the right people in our corners. And so it's important. It's so important.
That's unfortunate. And that's exactly, I'm glad you mentioned that's another service we like to say, that we're in your corner, right? Yeah. We're the experts. Let us help you. Let us kind of help you navigate what plans are available to you and what we can help you with, right? Yeah. And help you make the right choice, whether it's open market plans, our innovative products, traditional products, whatever it might be.
Awesome.
We can help you.
Maybe just add to that too, another experience. Had a company with 6 employees, and they one of the individuals had a heart attack. Their premiums went through the roof. They were paying $2,400 a month for a family premium.
With a high deductible.
With a high deductible, a really high deductible plan. So we were able to reach out to them, contact them. And really, you know, we're not the only good agency or broker out there. But what you are going to get with us is you're going to get a group that cares. We were able to go in and instead of saying, you know, well, you know, sorry, it just has gone up, and they stuck them with that same plan, we were able to go in and say, hey, there's some other options that are available. We took, for example, that $2,400 family premium down to $920. That $920 included $225 a month going into that employee's HSA. So this one person in particular came and said, the company was paying $400. I was having to cough up $2,000 a month. And it was just, you know, it was just killing them. Well, in addition to that, the money that we were putting in their HSA, et cetera, we saved that company of 6 employees $46,000 a year.
Wow.
And so we were able to take care of all of their employees, regardless of pre-existing or pre-membership conditions. you're able to take care of all of them, help them, and make it so that, you know, as they do have medical needs, that small little company, because you guys know all of your employees. We as small businesses, we know and we care about all of our employees. When something happens to an individual, it happens to all of us in the company, right? Because it's, you know, you care about people on that level. So yeah. It was awesome. That's a fun part of our job, is being able to make it so that, knowing that when these medical needs happen, that they are better protected as a group, they're better able to take care of their individuals. And it just puts them in a much better place in a really complicated arena industry.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I thought of one other thing too. On top Please. Of that, both. You guys are a small company, like you mentioned. You're just starting. Also, offering these kind of benefits is awfully attractive,
sure.
right, to employees, as you're trying to attract talented people to come work for you, which, right. of course, is what you want. That's what we all want, talented yeah. people. So being able to say, hey, we offer these great insurance benefits, really can be a real kind of feather in your cap
yeah.
as you are trying to attract, you know, talented and skilled employees, right? So
yeah, great points. So we are aware, and if you guys aren't, Utah is considered the startup capital yeah. of the world. So Governor Cox really. Has put out a campaign, Startup with Utah. Utah, we're a busy bee state. We are workers, we're entrepreneurs at heart. There are so many, and with the, you know, with COVID, the pandemic, because now you've got people doing TikTok businesses, you've got affiliate stuff. It's just blown up. It's huge. So there's this concept of like abundance. There are businesses out there that need your services, but there's also this idea that, you know, we've got a lot of businesses following. They want to know how to grow their business, right? And so an initiative we've put out to the world is, don't just start up, grow. Mm-hmm. And you guys are in the early stages of HCAP, but it sounds like, Kip, you've had a handful of experience with other businesses in general. What works? What has worked in the past for you to grow? Let's start with that, and then we can unpack more.
Well, and maybe I could put a plug in for Run Lead Gen. I know this is their podcast that we have sincerely enjoyed, you know, working with this team. Their expertise. We had some issues that were a little deeper than just pay per click and SEO. These guys came to the forefront. They helped us solve those issues. And so, we live in a digital world. We live in a world that is connected to devices and et cetera. And so, being able to connect with a partner like Run Lead Gen is something that's very important. Being able to find that resource within your company so that you can get digital. So you can really, I mean, if people are going to go and Google, my health insurance is too expensive, you know, then we want to show up. And so having that resource, you know, with Run Lead Gen is important. In addition to that, I've always worked in industries and in companies where relationships matter.
Sure.
And so referrals, taking care of people, doing it right, even when it's a longer, harder process. We really want to develop, you know, long-term relationships by having long-term vision and being able to look and help that company not just basically put a Band-Aid over something, but we want to help them actually create something that really aligns with their vision. We want to become basically their arm when it comes to benefits. And I've found that regardless of the arena that I've been in, at the end of the day, people still do business with people.
That's right.
And that's yeah. really, you know, yes, we need systems, we need processes in place, but we love to sit across the table from the clients that we work with and really get a sense of who they are and what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
We were with a company just recently that you could just feel, you could sense. In fact, this is a large organization, 300 plus people. And he said, we have put, like over the last 4 years, we've put an enormous amount of resources and research and dollars into figuring out the best solution for our employees. And we high-fived him. We applauded him for that. Yeah. We also were, you know, the fact that they then, with all of that research, then looked at HCAP as a solution was quite a compliment, you know, we felt like to us. And so, but again, at the end of the day, we love working with people. We love HCAP. In fact, before, you know, our tagline is Health Insurance Plus, previous to that, what we had was human capital personified. We love working with people. My dad was like, Kip, that is the dumbest tagline. You've got to change that.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, HCAP Strategy Health Insurance Plus is now what stuck, so that people actually know what we're doing.
I love that.
We love working with people.
Now, Ryan, I want your perspective on this as well. We've had a lot of conversations with other agencies, many other businesses in general, and I think something that we just talk about with businesses is, look, if you're going to be a business for the next 10, 15, 20 years, you got to do it right. And that means relationships. That means the right product, the right services. That means putting your shoulder to the wheel and like getting down and building it, right? If you're building something for a 2-3 year deal, you cut corners, you're looking to sell, right? Whatever. I'm not going to speak to that. But if you're trying to build a business that's going to be sustainable, right? Predictable, it's going to build wealth over the course of the next several years. You're going to support employees. You have got to do it by the book and you've got to build those relationships. And I would say the same thing goes then for marketing in general. So we always say marketing, for business growth, you need inbound marketing, which is what we do. Right. That's all the exposure. That's all the awareness. That's all the ads. That's all the website bringing people in. You've got outbound marketing. That's like hitting the ground running with your cold calls. You're knocking doors. You're sending out email. You're doing everything you can. Right. And then you've got strategic referral partnerships. So the people that you create in your corner. At the end of the day, none of those things can stop. That you have to continue. If you're going to grow your business for the next 10 years, you have got to be doing those things in some shape or form through the thick and thin. And I was curious what your thoughts on that.
Yeah. And one of those channels in particular that I know you guys are working on is SEO. And Quinn always says something about that, which is, it's like a tree. You wish you planted it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it can be such a challenge to stand out in the entire web. But yeah, I wanted to just tell you guys that I've been really impressed at your dedication to getting SEO going, because it's, especially in the insurance market, it's very challenging.
So competitive.
It's very competitive. Yeah. But yeah, the only other thing I wanted to say about those three, you know, incoming channels was exactly what you were saying about sitting across from people. And actually, one of the companies we spoke with last week, they have seen it and we've seen it, and everyone kind of got used to, in COVID, kind of separating and disconnecting and being on a screen and not getting that human to human interaction. Yep. And it's cool to see it coming back from everybody. And it's cool to see that's how you guys are doing it. And it's cool to have that interaction with you guys now as well, right? Yeah. Because we've had that always be over the computer. So I love that.
And we're in the thick of this with you guys as well. We're right at the cutting edge of like all of this digital work. But if I can, I'll be a little transparent. You know, we're an SEO company. Brian and I have been doing SEO for combined of 30 years. That's a long time. Brian's back in the days when you're putting white text on white background. I mean, like, all the things. We know how to get onto Google, but it's becoming increasingly difficult because it's more than just checking off the boxes and getting on there before somebody else. Now you have to prove you're better. You've solved the problem better. I do want to caveat the concept of, we don't want to have the idea of scarcity. There is abundance of work. There's enough work out there for many different companies in the same industry. So we got to get away from the idea of scarcity and get and lean into the idea that there is so much value in consistent, shared social proof that you are authoritative, you are trustworthy, you are experienced. And that takes time, whether you're doing organic social, which historically we've not done a ton of, or organic search, or otherwise, right? You cannot just go out to market and unfortunately, we're not quite the wizards with the magic money, right? But it is an active and consistent effort to grow your business. So for those that are listening, and we would encourage anybody that listens to this podcast, share with your other business owning friends, because I think there is just a bad expectation out there that that you're going to magically grow despite you, you know, checking the boxes on your products and your services. You've got to show your expertise. You've got to do that consistently.
Well, I tried to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'll just give a plug. I tried to Let's do SEO it. On my own. I'm not an IT person. I'm an HR guy. I worked for 28 years in the HR field.
Nice.
And then came to work at HCAP. And so, yeah, I thought, well, you know, I kind of like IT stuff. So I'll check out this SEO thing. And I thought I could figure it out. No, it didn't work very good. Sure. I mean, I spent a lot of time and got nothing. Well, when we ended up with all kinds of funky stuff on
sure,
our website.
Sure, sure.
We don't have to go into it in this podcast. And you helped us with that, right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of funky stuff. But anyway, yeah. So it's not as easy as it sounds, right?
And SEO is a special place because it kind of bridges a gap. You've got technical and then you've got creative. So it's kind of funny because Brian and I are really on opposite sides of that, right? I ended up about 10 years ago saying, I'm going to try SEO because it was a way for me to monetize and data-driven track yeah. my excitement for creative, right? So yeah. to put up the pages, to put up the content, to do the videos and the imagery and all that. And then to watch how that then impacted businesses by bringing in more traffic. But there is a very technical side. So SEOs tend to bridge the gap between developers and like a traditional marketing team. And that really has been the foundation of Run Lead Gen. We are that bridge. We love that. That's the space that we live in. But yeah, across marketing channels, it is consistency. It is hanging in there and pushing out. You want to look at, I mean, the big guys, right? Nike and Coca-Cola. And we know that marketing is what got them big. They didn't go knock all the doors across the world, right? And I think what happens is so many businesses, they say, well, we know marketing works, and they get in with an agency or they work with somebody or they hire internal and they give it 6 months and then they're like, ah, it's not going to work. These are the companies that then ultimately will struggle down the road because they've got to stick with it. Whether that's they start doing it themselves or they go with somebody else, they got to stick with it. So anyway,
I want to skip back really quick because this is something that's been on my mind and I've been so blown away by what you guys do. And on all of your marketing materials, you guys have schedule a benefit review. And obviously anybody that's watching this, regardless of the insurance that you guys have,
right.
It's incredible what they're able to do. What does that look like? What happens when you schedule a benefit review?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So it's simple, really. We try to make it as simple as possible. They schedule a review with us and we can do it virtually, which is easy, right? Virtually. We just talked about, we love to sit down with them in person as well. Either one, right? Doesn't matter to us. And we basically spend maybe 30 minutes. So it's not a long, this isn't like a 4-hour meeting. 30 minutes maybe just to kind of get to know you. If you called and scheduled a demo with us, we'd want to get to know you, get to know your business. What are some of your pain points? Where are you at? What are you offering? Are you offering insurance? Or are you not offering insurance? You know, what's your experience? And then how can we help, right? And then we kind of spend a few minutes. We kind of give you a little bit of a overview of these products that we've been talking about. And then we'll say, hey, if you think this is worth it to move forward, then we'd love to spend some more time with you. Have them, ideally, it'd be great if they would give us some census information about, you know, your current offerings. And then we'll go back and we'll do analysis for you and then come back and say, this is what we can do.
Love it.
How much we can save. So it's very simple for you as the business owner. You don't really have to do anything, right? So,
and I would say you guys have a stellar offer as well right now, right? I would say maybe even unrivaled. Of if you can't, you want to maybe lean into that tell us what it is. If you can't save them.
Yeah, if we can't save, I mean, just in an effort to get the information out there and an opportunity, almost a challenge, because we all kind of like the challenge.
Yeah.
If we can't save a company 30% off of their existing health insurance premium, we'll give them $100. We'll send them a gift card for $100 and tell them thanks and go enjoy dinner on us. Dinner now for four people costs about $100.
Yeah, that's right.
At McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but we Todd had mentioned, and the benefit analysis piece is really important, meaning that we take your existing plan, you know, the summary of benefits and coverage. We look at deductibles, we look at copays, max out of pockets, et cetera. We compare that to different offerings that we're pulling from, both traditional and innovative. And then we put together a strategy and show you what the savings would be. Really, you can, anybody that's listening, you know, it's pretty easy math. You can grab your statement, you know, that you've your health insurance statement for the month, take that and times it by 30%. And, you know, that's realistically, I mean, if it's not 30, in fact, one that we just got done with, by the time we were 39% savings, we put 21% into their health savings accounts. We ended up being, you know, in the ballpark of a 59%.
It's huge
shift. It is. It sounds like this is impossible, but
people should take you up on it. They should take the challenge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cause I my understanding is that there's been few, if not none, that have not been able to do that.
Well, we don't mean to say it's a pretty safe bet, but at the end of the day with, when you replace that, you know, you may not get the $100 gift card because of the savings that we get you, but instead we get you $125,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, then it's you're still pretty happy.
A real dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's really, really, if there's companies out there that are like, you know, I think I've got a pretty good deal. Take us up on the challenge. We love the opportunity to see what we could do, you know, for those companies.
And, you know, I think across the country, one of the leading causes to financial hardship for people is a medical event.
Absolutely.
And so seeing what you guys offer, I've just been blown away. And I can't believe you guys aren't already gigantic, but because it's just really cool.
Well, Brian, can I just share again, another experience? We had a business owner come to us and said, let me just share an experience with you. I mean, this was a manufacturing industry. And they said, so one of our employees, his wife went in, had the gallbladder taken out. He said, I pay, in this case, it was $1,600 a month, you know, for this employee to have family coverage insurance. And he said, this employee goes out, has a $5,000 deductible, has to put on credit card, you know, the expense, you know, his portion, because our deductible is so high, comes back to work and this dude is just depressed. He said, I'm paying $1,600 to have my employee have an incident, a medical need, and then have them go to the doctor and come back depressed with a great big credit card bill. He said, what would it be like, you know, on your guys' plan? And I looked at him and I said, it'd be $1,000. That employee would have gone to the hospital, $1,000. And in addition to that, we would have put, it's a family plan, we would have put $2,700 into their health savings account. And he's like, well, again, we got the question that we always get. Why isn't everybody doing this? What is the catch? And it's innovative products that we've put together that just work.
So yeah.
It's a fun thing to talk. You know, and so you think about that employee and you think about the employer. You know, I told the story about the individual going from $5,200 down to zero. When he goes back to work and he sits down in his desk and he says, you know what? I love working for this place. I mean, this is great. 52, you know, I just had a situation to, you know, that he doesn't have to come back with a great big credit card bill. Instead, he comes back and he says, I love working here. And he and employees then equate, they connect that benefit with their employer, and the employer becomes really the kind of the hero there. So
yeah, awesome. Not with us. Yeah, we don't want them to connect that benefit with us.
Sure.
We want them to connect it with you know, the business owner.
Love right? that. So, yeah. Well, you guys help us sign off. Tell us something, you know, we can remember you by. How can we find you? Where do we go? What do we do?
Well, I would say, you know, just go to hcapstrategy.com. That's a good starting point. You'll be able to find our contact information there. I guess as far as in terms of maybe, again, just another real quick experience. Just this morning, I was on the phone with a potential client, an individual in their group, smaller group. When I say smaller, they had, you know, they're under 50 employees. They've got, you know, roughly 30 that are taking insurance right now. One of their employees had an organ transplant this last year. Well, you can just guarantee that their rate is going to be, whether they'll even be covered anymore, is going to be tremendous. You know, with the strategies that we talked about that we put together for companies every day, to be able to bring the news to him that it's like, hey, you don't have to lose hope. Yes, you are going to take care of this employee. We're going to do it through a combination of different ways. And it's going to be an HCAP health strategy that your employees are going to love. It's going to be financial feasible for you. We're going to save you 30% off of your, you know, your the health spend that you've had even that this last year, let alone the huge increase that was going to come. That was, again, that was, I didn't just make that up. That was just this morning. And we do that every day.
Yeah.
You know, wow. It's you so know, cool. We get to work with companies.
It's going to feel good to be able to help people like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
I mean, oh, it was awesome. So we love what we do. It's a people business. At the end of the day, the most valuable assets that any company has, regardless of machinery, regardless of, you know, et cetera, is our people. Mm-hmm. And if we can do a better job of taking care of people, and if we can help companies do that, then we would love to high five you, you know, through the podcast. We'd love to meet you in person and awesome. And see
can,
what we could do.
Yeah, you can call us. You can click on schedule the demo.
Perfect.
You can check us out online. Yeah. And we'd love to partner with you. And we will partner with you. Help you through the whole process.
Love that. Well, we want to give thanks to both Todd and Kip and HCAP Strategy for joining us. You guys, if you want to be featured on our podcast, you can reach out to info@runleadgen.com. We can have you here. We can do it over virtually, both to showcase your business, but also talk about what's working, what's not working with your business growth. And again, if you found this valuable, if you're hearing this stuff and it's helping you come up with ideas for your business, go ahead and like and subscribe and share out with all of your other business owning friends so that they can also learn and grow and we can all grow this community together. If you have any questions or comments about some of the stuff we talked about, go ahead and leave it in the comments and we'll get to them for sure. Again, this is Quinn and
Brian
with Run Lead Gen, where we'll help you scale to success.